Northwards of Morton Bagger, an old barrow beyond, lies the estate of Barrows, a place of mystery, sorry, a place of history. Mystery, and not a little notoriety. The history goes back possibly nearly 700 years. By the middle of the 16th century, it was owned by the Knight Club, and in 1681, what had just been a farmhouse became known as the Manor House, the estate having grown to about 400 acres. Barrows Hall, or just Barrows, as it became known in 1727, was bought by Robert Knight from his second cousin, Raleigh Knight. Robert Knight had married Henrietta St. John, thereafter Lady Luxborough, 3 years earlier. Lady Luxborough was the subject of a scandal in society when a romance with a young man employed by her friend, the Duchess of Somerset, was alleged. Her impropriety was never proven, but her husband banished her to Barrows in 1736, and there she lived until her death 20 years later. She developed extensive gardens and entered a literary society in this part of Warwickshire, which included poets and writers such as William Shenstone, William Somerville, Richard Jago, and Richard Graves. This banishment did not remove her from contact with her peers, however, and visitors were welcome. This was apparent from a particularly poignant extract from a letter to Shenstone, written 5 years before her death.
My friends, absent or present, are always dear to me, but their presence is for punish of most force. I must, however, use myself to love people at a distance, for I see nobody near to bestow my affection upon. But I seldom find use for that member, the tongue, which is supposed to be so essential to William. My ears are useless too, for the whistling of the wind is their only entertainment. Why was it, some 60 years or more after the flowering of artistic society at this singular location, that a Warwick-based botanist and composer, William Perry, including a hymn tune called Barrows in a collection he published in 1820. As yet, we cannot solve the mystery, but we can sing Barrows for you now.